Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
I got a stance, walk on balls. Baby, they look good, but they still wanna know we're making it. Talk me like a barbecue, but you won't get your baby back. See me in that dress, and he felt like he almost tasted that. Num, 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 eat it up. Hopefully, okay, 3, 2, 1. You know I'm the hottest, you ain't never gotta eat me if I'm prison.
Call 1-800.
Okay, so I was in the store. I did the intro, or was saying this a video ago, but then I got totally off the subject. So I decided instead to start over. And on that video, I ended up talking about the goddamn speed trap in Fairburn. Anyways, I was in the store and I was thinking about some intellectual type shit. I walked past this guy. He was a white guy. And, you know, he spoke to me, but in public, they normally always do. Everybody is, you know, friendly or nice and welcoming in public. But instantly, I thought about a video that I did before. And the day that I did the video, Steve, my guy, Steve F., he had did a sermon the same day. I was thinking like, man, I wonder how white people feel. The non-racist white people that have black friends that, you know, are not in support of Trump, who are in support of Black Lives Matter and understand to some extent the things that we've been about as black people. So I think about those people often when things like this happen. Also, sometimes the people that are in denial about white privilege, or people that they kind of understand, but they don't really know if they get it, but they want to sympathize because they want to be compassionate about their understanding of it. And that's no shade or nothing, but I always wonder, what do white people feel when they see white supremacy? Like, how does that make you feel as a white person to actually see the supremacy and the white privilege as direct as it is today? I mean, from the whole top to the bottom, as far as how the riot was handled, how Trump is being handled and allowed to do shit that they would have crucified Obama as for. I wonder, I really honestly am curious to know the mindset of the cool white people, the sometimes act black white people. You know what I'm saying? I am curious to understand their perspective of what's happening. Not just the rant of black people. Now, you know that if it wasn't white people, if it was black people or Muslims or even a Chinese American, shit, if it was anybody else, that shit would have been a full-on death bath of everybody. And politically, it's something that doesn't mean always killing. Sometimes that means aggressive assault on people that are simple of color specifically. But I'm just sitting here and I'm like, damn, I know how I feel. I know how black people feel. I know how we view it. But to people that did not see privilege before January 6th, for the people that was unsure of what was meant before a couple days ago, when we talk about, you know, how black people are treated versus others, particularly the group of people that we saw a couple days ago in particular. Yeah, that was my mindset, because I know it has to be there. Like, damn, there's a definite contrast in how things are handled. But I wonder would they admit to seeing it? I know it's there. We know it's there. There is no doubt in our minds. What's happening all the goddamn time? But the question is, how do you feel about seeing it smack dab in your goddamn face? Does it make you feel some, like, the way that it makes black people feel? Does it make you cringe and wonder the audacity of these motherfuckers? I mean, now, I did see one person that live in D.C. that was like, what the hell? I like that. I like people that speak up when they know some shit is fucked up or wrong. Everybody ain't like that, though. All right, that was all I wanted.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.